We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:15 now. Weather-wise, going up to 72 today. I think this 60% showers, 6% chance of showers should clear up, and then it turns breezy and the winds turn around, the humidity drops. I'm going to have to confirm that with Dave Cohen, though, just to make sure. And then tomorrow, highs of 67. Beautiful day, really, with plenty of sunshine. Perhaps not as cold as some people would like for Thanksgiving, but a lot better than it is today. Tigers got a big night coming up on Saturday night, and if you look at it, you would think Texas A&M is just running into a buzzsaw. It's senior night. It's Joe Burrow's last night in Tiger Stadium. It's last night, obviously, for the seniors. The last game this season that'll be played in Tiger Stadium, you would think the place would be just electric. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, and a friend of ours. Hey, Jeff, how you?
Doing well, Tommy. Doing very well.
You heard me talk about that just now. Is A&M, do they have any idea what they're about to run into?
I think they get an idea. I think they have an idea, that's for sure. I mean, you're already hearing the buzz. I mean, LSU kind of chilled it a little bit on Monday when Ed Orgeron and the players talked with the media. But after the game Saturday, when the emotions were still flowing after beating Arkansas, I mean, Coach O, the players, they all talked about really licking their chops as far as getting another chance at Texas A&M after a after losing to seven overtimes. And then to top it off, the emotion of LSU fans saying goodbye to the best quarterback that the school has ever seen, and then you got the chance to wrap up a perfect regular season. So there's a lot on the line Saturday. It's a Saturday night game. It's a four-day weekend. Fans should be really fired up for this game.
And see, everything you just said makes me think that A&M, despite what anybody says, you know, they talk about bulletin is running into a bus, so they talk about bulletin board material. But if you're a lot better than the other team, that's not going to help, really, because here's how I see the game progressing. Correct me if I'm wrong. And this happens in college football a lot. The inferior team is fired up and they are ready to go, and that lasts for about a half. And then inevitably bigger, faster, stronger, better wins out, and the other team pulls away, and it ends up not even being a close game. Could that happen here with A&M?
That sounds like what happened against Florida earlier this season, and somewhat to Auburn, though Auburn kind of made a run at LSU.
But it happens in college football all the time. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I would say so, that the game's too long for the inferior team. Mm-hmm. You see that in college football. I think you see that in college basketball a lot, except last night at Duke. But other than that, I think you'd certainly do see that because the superior team wins out. And that's quite possible. And I think one thing that you see with LSU, just because they just keep coming at you offensively and they keep coming at you and coming at you, eventually the opposing defense just can't. I think the frustration level mounts. I think the level of fatigue kind of mounts a little bit. And I would think LSU is going to really try to push the tempo as much as possible in this game. And based on what happened last night, too, with the College Football Playoff Committee, I mean, you're not going to get Coach Ed Orgeron to say anything about it today or even any time this week about falling to number two. But I think the players and the coach want to make a stand and try to get back up to that number one ranking, but that also might be difficult considering Ohio State's playing a good Michigan team, and if Ohio State goes on the road and beats Michigan, especially by a couple of touchdowns, LSU will likely remain number two.
And that, I would hope people understand, is one of the biggest rivalries in college football, that Ohio State-Michigan game. When it comes to LSU and rivals, LSU and A&M had this pretty good rivalry going on before they joined the SEC, did they not?
Yeah, it used to be a great rivalry, a non-conference rivalry. The teams played, I think it was 8-9 straight years. Game would always be played in September. And so one of the intriguing things of when Texas A&M joined the SEC a few years ago was to get LSU and Texas A&M playing regularly and have that be a rivalry. You know, for the Aggies, they no longer play Texas anymore. They used to play Texas on Thanksgiving night, and that was their big rival game, but they no longer play them at all. So for Texas A&M, this is the Aggies' biggest rivalry game, whereas LSU, it seems like Joe Burrow talked about it on Monday. Every game is almost a rivalry game. You know, the LSU, obviously LSU-Alabama, LSU-Auburn, LSU-Florida, to some extent LSU-Ole Miss, even though the Rebels are down, that's always a rivalry-type game. You know, the LSU just played Arkansas. They play for the Boot Trophy. There's a bit of a rivalry there. And this game, too. But this game, I think Texas A&M got on LSU's radar a lot more last year. One, they finally lost to them. I mean, LSU had defeated the Aggies at something like 6-7 straight times. And now that Texas A&M won, and in the fashion they won, LSU hasn't forgotten about that, and they want a little bit of payback.
All right, we're going to pick it up here when we come back. I also want to talk about the college football playoff rankings, which I got a good question here about LSU dropping in the rankings, and it relates to Alabama as well, but I don't know that Alabama is even relevant to the conversation. We'll talk more when we come back. 821, traffic now, WWL. 823 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about LSU football, big game on Saturday. I guess maybe Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, LSU columnist. You don't want to lose the game. I guess you could, as far as the college football playoff rankings go. Tim Zimmerman, a very talented young man who works for us, has a piece posted at WWL.com about maybe the college football playoff people trying to manipulate now by shaking it up a little bit with replacing LSU or flip-flopping LSU and Ohio State with an end result of maybe avoiding an LSU-Alabama game rematch without Tua. Let's take it one step at a time here. Flip-flopping LSU with Ohio State beats Penn State, LSU tears apart Arkansas, however, starting a little bit slow defensively. Do you think there's any justification at all, or are there some monkey shines going on behind the scenes?
I don't think the committee is looking at this point too far ahead to what the Final Four might be, meaning, and I think in the end, if Utah wins the Pac-12, or even if Oklahoma finishes strong here, beating Oklahoma State and then beating Baylor in the Big 12 championship game, or Baylor for that matter, I really think that those three teams that I mentioned, Utah, Baylor, Oklahoma, I think have a better chance at getting that number four spot than Alabama at this point. I really do feel that way, because just Alabama lacks the quality victories that you really need to have. Whoever wins the Pac-12 or the Big 12 is going to receive a huge bump from the selection committee, which will allow them to vault Alabama. And we've seen this before in the rankings. When it's come down to the Final Four or the Final One, a team will all of a sudden shoot up and get into that Final Four just because they won their conference championship. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the move from one to two for LSU is all about trying to prevent LSU and Alabama from meeting in the semifinal game. Because let's face it, that was one of the most watched television games in recent history between LSU and Alabama, and wouldn't the College Football Playoff Committee want that?
You talking about the rematch?
Yes.
Without a Tua?
Well, I think there's still, you know, let's see what Alabama does on Saturday with Mac Jones. So far, they haven't played anybody, but I think Tua is one of the best quarterbacks college football has seen in this decade. But it's not like they're bringing in the water boy to play quarterback against Auburn tomorrow. So I think,
and he was not the entire Alabama team.
I guess to answer your question, Tommy, I think this is just more about the eye test that they see from Ohio State. They see Ohio State drubbing their opponents, beating them by a wide margin. And the fact that they now have three victories against top 20 teams, and LSU has three victories against top 20 teams, Ohio State passes more of the eye test than LSU. You mentioned it. If they watch the first quarter against Arkansas and LSU, whatever it was, where Arkansas was marching the ball and all that kind of stuff, or you watch the Ole Miss game, that doesn't look like the number one team in the country. But when you see Ohio State dominate with the way they've been doing it, not only as far as what you see, but what you see also statistically, that's what gives them the edge. The thing now is, can LSU get past them? Can a win over Texas A&M and a win over Georgia vault them back over Ohio State, or will LSU be forced to play a really good Clemson team that's the defending national champs in the semifinals?
They've been kind of flying below the radar a little bit, huh, Clemson this year?
I think they have. I think a lot of people, and again, here's another team that has played absolutely no one other than Texas A&M. They really didn't look all that great in the first half of the season. Nearly lost to North Carolina. If North Carolina had a little bit more of a imagination on the two-point play on the final play of the game, they would have beat Clemson, and maybe Clemson's not even in this discussion. But you want to talk about just really kicking the tar out of your opponents since that near loss to North Carolina, it's been Clemson. And they won't even get really tested in the ACC championship game because the difference between the best team, Clemson, and the second-best team in the ACC is as wide as the Atlantic Ocean. So they're not going to face really much. So that's what makes this really interesting is that if LSU can't get back to that top spot, you know, forget about a possible rematch against Alabama, LSU is going to face a really good opponent just to get to the national championship game.
You buy the committee's justification for moving them?
Well, you know, what's kind of hurt also LSU is this: Texas has not had a very good season. They've gone 6-5. And I tell you what else has also hurt LSU: Ole Miss and Arkansas and Mississippi State. You know, a lot of people want to talk about how the SEC is the best conference in the country. Yeah, maybe the top three teams are about as good as you'll find anywhere in the country between LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, and Florida are good teams. But once you get past those five, and I guess you could throw Texas A&M in there, once you get past those six, there are just eight mediocre to below to bad football teams.
Yeah, I think mediocre is generous.
Yes.
Jeff.
And so, okay, Tommy.
We got to run.
The SEC, these bottom teams, they got to get back to at least being a little more competitive.
You have a great Thanksgiving, Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, LSU columnist. More when we come back. Somebody texted in, I test my blank. Here's WWL First News, Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.